Male and female usage of new technologies. You are going to listen to an interview about recent surveys and statistics on male and female internet use. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Our guest this morning on Today's World is journalist Anna Nielsen, who has recently been looking into how the internet is used by different groups of people. I think I'm right in saying you identified definite trends, Anna.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it depends on the focus. It's quite a complicated subject because there are so many different ways of using the internet. For example, you might just visit a website to get some information you need, but you might equally well write a blog or whatever. And of course, over and beyond all those kinds of activities, the web has become a huge industry in its own right, with a wide variety of career and money-making opportunities.
But overall, what stands out most for you?
Without a doubt, the dramatic rise in female presence on the web. The idea of the internet as an almost exclusively male area of activity is totally outdated. So you can throw away the old stereotype of the little nerdy guy staring at the computer screen through his thick glasses. Now, the typical internet user is more likely to be a teenage girl or a young woman.
What would you say has brought about this change?
Well, without wanting to get into stereotypes again, it's commonly accepted that girls have a need for social communication. And that's what they're doing on the web with instant messaging and so on. Statistics show that it's mainly girls who have fueled the huge growth in blogging. I've seen lots of surveys by both British and American internet research companies, and according to one American survey, it was about teens in social media, 35% of girls there have blogs compared to only 20% of boys. It really is a complete turnaround because blogging used to be you'd expect the writer to be a male with an obsessive interest in just one particular subject, like cars or sport or politics maybe. But with women, it's totally different. I was interested in the question of motivation, and time and again during conversations I had with teenage girls and young women, I was told that writing a blog gives them the chance to express themselves freely and communicate their views on a whole range of topics. What that topic is, well, it's dictated by whatever happens to be relevant on the day.
Presumably, for the same kind of reason, girls also use social networking sites more than boys.
Absolutely. The popularity of social networking is very much down to girls. The survey I mentioned before shows that 70% of American girls have a profile page on sites like Facebook or Bebo, as opposed to 57% of boys. And of course, we Brits tend to follow America in these things, and we're going the same way. A survey earlier this year by a company called Hitwise found that 55% of all British users of social networking sites were girls and women.
So, do you think women will soon outnumber men in every area of the internet?
Not in every area, no. Not soon, anyway. There's one area where women still have a long way to go to achieve equality, and that's in making money from the internet. Women may be extremely active on the web, often more so than men, but they're not yet turning this into financial gains. The thing is, if you want to control the internet and make money from other people doing online banking or whatever, well, you need to be the one creating new technologies and programming websites. And most of the people with those skills are men. There are exceptions, but generally speaking, women are still far behind.
Why is that?
Well, female students on IT courses at university form a very small minority. I don't have the statistics for America, but here in the UK, there are three times as many male IT students as female ones. There are signs that the message is getting across to girls, and also importantly to careers advisors in schools, that the industry has a lot to offer them. I mean, going back 20 or 30 years, there wouldn't have been any female computing students at all. So it may be that the situation will gradually change and the numbers will become more equal.
Is that your expectation?
Well, I certainly think that if they want to, girls are capable of entering that field. Apparently, from as early as the age of 7, girls are ahead of boys in being able to perform various technological tasks. On the other hand, I have to say that I got the impression that while many of the girls I talk to clearly understand a lot about computers and spend a lot of time using them, their ambitions and career plans don't necessarily lie in that direction. As one of them said to me, girls are more creative in fields like English and art, while it's the boys who are more into the techie things.
As always, time will tell. Thank you for talking to us today, Anna. Our guest this morning on Today's World is journalist Anna Nielsen, who has recently been looking into how the internet is used by different groups of people. I think I'm right in saying you identified definite trends, Anna.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it depends on the focus. It's quite a complicated subject because there are so many different ways of using the internet. For example, you might just visit a website to get some information you need. But you might equally well write a blog or whatever. And of course, over and beyond all those kinds of activities, the web has become a huge industry in its own right, with a wide variety of career and money-making opportunities.
But overall, what stands out most for you?
Without a doubt, the dramatic rise in female presence on the web. The idea of the internet as an almost exclusively male area of activity is totally outdated. So you can throw away the old stereotype of the little nerdy guy staring at the computer screen through his thick glasses. Now, the typical internet user is more likely to be a teenage girl or a young woman.
What would you say has brought about this change?
Well, without wanting to get into stereotypes again, it's commonly accepted that girls have a need for social communication. And that's what they're doing on the web with instant messaging and so on. Statistics show that it's mainly girls who have fueled the huge growth in blogging. I've seen lots of surveys by both British and American internet research companies, and according to one American survey, it was about teens in social media, 35% of girls there have blogs compared to only 20% of boys. It really is a complete turnaround because blogging used to be you'd expect the writer to be a male with an obsessive interest in just one particular subject, like cars or sport or politics maybe. But with women, it's totally different. I was interested in the question of motivation, and time and again during conversations I had with teenage girls and young women, I was told that writing a blog gives them the chance to express themselves freely and communicate their views on a whole range of topics. What that topic is, well, it's dictated by whatever happens to be relevant on the day.
Presumably, for the same kind of reason, girls also use social networking sites more than boys.
Absolutely. The popularity of social networking is very much down to girls. The survey I mentioned before shows that 70% of American girls have a profile page on sites like Facebook or Bebo, as opposed to 57% of boys. And of course, we Brits tend to follow America in these things, and we're going the same way. A survey earlier this year by a company called Hitwise found that 55% of all British users of social networking sites were girls and women.
So, do you think women will soon outnumber men in every area of the internet?
Not in every area, no. Not soon, anyway. There's one area where women still have a long way to go to achieve equality, and that's in making money from the internet. Women may be extremely active on the web, often more so than men, but they're not yet turning this into financial gains. The thing is, if you want to control the internet and make money from other people doing online banking or whatever, well, you need to be the one creating new technologies and programming websites. And most of the people with those skills are men. There are exceptions, but generally speaking, women are still far behind.
Why is that?
Well, female students on IT courses at university form a very small minority. I don't have the statistics for America, but here in the UK, there are three times as many male IT students as female ones. There are signs that the message is getting across to girls, and also importantly to careers advisors in schools, that the industry has a lot to offer them. I mean, going back 20 or 30 years, there wouldn't have been any female computing students at all. So it may be that the situation will gradually change and the numbers will become more equal.
Is that your expectation?
Well, I certainly think that if they want to, girls are capable of entering that field. Apparently, from as early as the age of 7, girls are ahead of boys in being able to perform various technological tasks. On the other hand, I have to say that I got the impression that while many of the girls I talk to clearly understand a lot about computers and spend a lot of time using them, their ambitions and career plans don't necessarily lie in that direction. As one of them said to me, girls are more creative in fields like English and art, while it's the boys who are more into the techie things.
As always, time will tell. Thank you for talking to us today, Anna.